100 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
Good afternoon and welcome into the gym class for this midweek edition on this Wednesday right here on KGYM. Good show coming up for you. We'll talk with Mark Ironside, college wrestling, and more coming up with the Hall of Famer here in just a little bit. Also, we will attempt to get in touch with Chris Liss of rotowire.com. One final time to talk a little bit of fantasy football. If you have some keeper questions out there, you can get them into Chris coming up a little bit later on today. And we'll take a look back at Iowa, Nebraska, UNI, and Indiana State, and more. Gym class coming your way on this Wednesday right here on KGYM. And on this sunny Wednesday, we welcome you in here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids to the KGYM studios as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Make that. I'm getting an hour ahead of myself here. 3 o'clock hour. It is the gym class coming your way here on KGYM. My name is Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Zach Schmitz, our producer, again here today as we get ready to talk some sports with you. Mark Ironside will join us in about 10 minutes or so. We'll talk some fantasy football as well with you out there. As always, the First Federal Credit Union text line available to you at 319-366-1600. First Federal Credit Union, the sponsor of the text line, firstfedcu.com. That is the website. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott.
What happened in Lincoln, Nebraska last night? I'll tell you what happened in Lincoln, Nebraska last night. The number 33, that's what happened last night in Lincoln, Nebraska. As Iowa attempted 33 three-point shots in the loss to the Huskers by 6 at 76-70.
First thing I'd say is Fred Hoiberg, the Nebraska coach, had a terrific game plan, and it was executed very, very well. Was not going to let Luca Garza go off for 35 or 40 points. Double and triple teamed him often. Let the outside be open. Iowa couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. 4 out of 33 from 3 point. It has to be the worst 3-point shooting performance in Iowa history. I haven't seen that fact for sure, but it was pitiful. And it was unfortunate because Nebraska obviously is a team that can be beaten. Iowa didn't lead for much of the game. Took a 51-50 lead on a Wieskamp three-pointer. But aside from that, I mean, it was Iowa got to the line 5 times. That's not Iowa basketball.
No, it is not. Not with this team anyway.
Nebraska had, you know, 6 more 3-pointers than Iowa did on 7 fewer shots. I mean, at one point, it looked like they were throwing in 3-pointers like there were layups from some of these guys.
The game changed when Thorbjørn Olesen, I know that's not his name, but that's a golfer and that's as close as I can come, hit the back-to-back threes from about 26 feet out. That changed the whole momentum of the basketball game.
Just a one-score game at that point, yeah.
It was. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in on the First Federal Credit Union text line, or you can give us a call again. Same number, 319-366-1600.
You can chalk it up to a bad shooting performance and maybe an outlier for the season, but it just pointed out Iowa's got larger issues. If C.J. Frederick is out for 1 to 6 weeks, as it may appear, what do they call it, a stress reaction? From what I've read, and maybe about a month process, Frederick was not in uniform. He was in a cast on the sidelines.
Not walking boot.
Walking boot, whatever it may be, a protective device. But he wasn't on the floor. And without him on the floor, I would argue that Joe Wieskamp is the biggest three-point threat for Iowa. Now, Connor McCaffrey hit a couple. Toussaint may have hit one or two.
Ari Evelyn, though, 0 for 3.
Yeah, Iowa doesn't have a threat from the outside besides Wieskamp. And it's going to be pretty simple going forward with this lineup and this rotation, what teams are going to do or should do.
Yeah, it was a blueprint shown to the rest of the Big Ten last night, developed by Fred Hoiberg, and give him a lot of credit. I am not going to get down on Fran McCaffrey because right now he started off with 12 players in a rotation. He's down to basically 7 or 8 at this point. You've got guys that are in there that usually play 3 or 4 minutes that are now playing 9 or 10 minutes, and their weaknesses are showing a little bit. I don't want to pick on Cordell Pemsel or anything like that, but Cordell's, you know, he's playing 6 minutes for a reason.
He's hot and cold.
Exactly. Now he's got to play 10 minutes, and you see things that aren't exactly perfect about his game, and I don't want to pick on Cordell either. The one thing I will say that I think Iowa did not do very well last night was make adjustments on the fly to try to get Luka Garza open. Let's face it, whether he's doubled or triple teamed, Luka Garza has to touch the ball on each and every possession that the Iowa basketball team has in a half-court set. Has to. Try to put him up at the free throw line.
The only way to do that is make shots from the outside.
Well,
and loosen up the middle.
Yes, but you can also try to get him coming off, change your screens a little bit, go block to block, get him up at the free throw line, come off of that a little bit. There are some variations you can do. And I think Iowa did not get that done last night. Kept him in there on the block, and when you got two guys in front of you, you got one guy behind you, or vice versa. It's very tough to touch the ball, but this team is not built to shoot 33 three-pointers without Jordan Bohannon.
I think another thing that was exposed last night was Iowa's lack of leadership and experience in the last 4 minutes of a game. I think Iowa had a handful of turnovers during that time. Joe Toussaint has the skill right now to drive to the basket, but he also has the knack for turning the ball over, getting out of control. And that's what happened. Pemsel had a bad pass.
And a bad catch.
There was no Jordan Bohannon on the floor, and Wieskamp didn't handle it enough. I think that was exposed as well when it comes down to the last couple minutes of a game. How is Iowa going to handle it? And last night it didn't handle it very well.
319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in on the text line, you can also reach us via the phone lines. Once again at 319-366-1600. Iowa falls to 1-3, correct, in the Big Ten?
Yeah, misery loves company. Ohio State, which not so long ago was at the top of the Big Ten power ratings, also 1-3 in the league, having lost at Maryland, and Ohio State had a poor shooting night. So it does happen. I don't think Joe Wieskamp will shoot that poorly again, probably the rest of this year or in his career. It was just a horrible shooting night for him and the rest of the team.
It was, and now Maryland comes on Friday. And the top 20 rated Terrapins, top 10 rated Terrapins are a formidable group inside. They are not going to need to triple team. They've got one or two guys that can go toe-to-toe with Luka Garza. I'm not going to say it is going to turn into a must-win game on Friday night for Iowa, but boy, you get to 1-4 in the league, and it's just absolutely, you're going uphill at that point. And a lot of the things that you accomplished in a good preseason in a non-conference, suddenly, it's a little iffy.
In fairness to Iowa, it has been on the road for the larger part of a month and a half. And we knew this was going to be a tough stretch. Iowa came out of it with a winning record. The problem is a couple losses on the road Iowa's net plunged from 33 to 47 after this loss. I thought it'd be more. But Iowa down 33 from 33 to 47 in what apparently is the all-important net to determine NCAA tournament qualifiers.
Yeah. 7966 tells me, don't sugarcoat it. Hawks need to win on Friday night. It would be very apropos.
They need
to win
if they
get a victory.
This is going to be a recurring theme. I said it was a must win at Nebraska. I thought it was. It was a winnable game and a chance to pick up a road win. When we total up the whole season, maybe it wasn't a must win. I think I was going to look back at this possibly and see it as a very, very bad win. But again, with the way the health of this team is, I'm really not too optimistic about things going forward.
But if they can somehow come away with a victory on Friday night, next two games after that are at home as well. Well, no, it's at Northwestern and then a couple, which is a very winnable game, but you thought Lincoln was going to be a winnable place. Iowa can get things turned around. They can get things turned around, but we'll see. 319-366-1600. Kenneth says, bring on the gray squad. I like, but first of all, our friend Austin Ash is out with mono right now.
Fran said he'd be using him if he was healthy.
He can shoot it. He can shoot it. There's no doubt about that. Before we get to the phones here, Alex says, Fran is doing the best in-game coaching I have seen all year, taking timeouts at the right time. He changed the game plan at halftime, shooting more threes. This is a style that, if the team gets hot during the tournament time, can make a run deep into March. Just a bad shooting night last night and Tucson inexperience. It was a bad shooting night, and Nebraska played well. Give it to Fred Hoiberg and the Huskers. They had a great game plan, and they executed it, and they put the biscuit in the basket last night.
Did the same thing to Purdue in Lincoln and almost beat Indiana on the road. So Fred's got them coming along a little bit, but let's not fool ourselves. It's not a very good basketball team.
No, it's still the 12th, 13th, or 14th best team in the Big Ten at this point. There was good news. You and I got the win last night at home over Indiana State to go to 2-1 in the MVC, and Kathy wants to talk about that here at 3:15. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. How about those Panthers representing the state well?
Yeah. It takes our mind off of all the woes that happened in Lincoln last night, right?
Absolutely. And all the woes that's happening in Ames. Man, that's a bummer. But yeah, Panthers are doing a great job this year.
Yes,
only
they are.
Two losses. Got one of those losses to ranked West Virginia when we had a 15-point lead. I'd like to have that game back. And I bet Fran is just kicking himself that he took the Panthers off his schedule. Cause I think we're probably ranked a little higher RPI-wise or pretty darn close to the Hawkeyes this year. Might have helped him out a little bit come tournament time.
I'm with you as far as Iowa playing you and Iowa State playing you and I, but I've jumped that shark because it's never going to happen again, I'm afraid.
and I'm, as a longtime Panther fan and a UNI graduate, I'm fine with that because I was at that game when France was fit and the Pats had to come out. It was funny. I mean, we all had a good laugh at it. It was good entertainment, but that's just not the way Iowans behave, Iowans act. So I'm okay. I would like to keep Iowa State on our schedule, but here's what it is. We'll take the Colorados and the West Virginias and move on.
Great win for the Panthers last
night. Fun
team
to watch up at UNI, that's for sure.
Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate it.
Yep. Have a good night, guys.
319-366-1600. Good to hear from Kathy and Marion. You can reach us via the phone line or the text line as well. 43-98. Last night was a bad shooting night, and I understand trying to shoot out of a slump, but I think we have the best center in the Big Ten. Got to feed him against a team. I agree. He did not touch the ball enough last night. Period. Like I said, every offensive set in the half court, Luka Garza has to get a touch.
He was handcuffed.
Got to get him open. He's a big boy. He can get open.
Okay.
Got to help him out a little bit. But Nebraska shot it well. No doubt about that. Mark Ironside's going to join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes or so, and we'll talk some wrestling. Iowa's going on the road this weekend to Indiana, and to West Lafayette to take on the Purdue Boilermakers. And we'll get that coming up here in just a little bit. We hope to get caught up with Chrysalis of RotoWire.com as well. If not today, we'll try to do it coming up next week. And we can talk a little bit more about what happened last night in Lincoln, as well as what happened in Cedar Falls, and look ahead to tonight. Big one in Ames, Iowa State and Kansas. This is probably the least trumpeted Iowa State-Kansas matchup that we have had in a long, long, long time, with Iowa State only a game over the 500 mark right now. And Cyclones kind of looking squarely at possibly an 0-2 start in the Big 12 Conference.
Yeah, we think about all those big Monday games that were so well viewed and listened to. And by the way, unless you can stream it, the place to catch the game is KGYM Radio. We'll have it at 6:30, I believe, right, Scott?
Yeah, 6:30 on 1600 AM. Yes, this is the ESPN Plus game. They're trying to get people to subscribe to ESPN Plus. So what do? You put a big-time game on the stream and get people to sign up. Same thing they did when ESPN2 came out. They put Duke Carolina on there every year. And they're attempting to do the same thing. And, yeah, that's what they're trying to do here. So, by the way, heard from Chris. We are going to talk to him coming up here in just a little bit. Take a break. Come back. We haven't done this in a while, Mark. I hope it goes better than bowling 3 weeks ago. But we got a Bowling Night in America preview tonight that we're going to have to get to before 4 o'clock today. So we're going to take a break, come back, Mark Ironside here in studio, and we'll talk some wrestling with you right after this here on KGYM.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a Resort Club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Life gets real when you think about your son or daughter's future. College costs more than it used to, and careers have changed a lot too. So do you want to let your kid graduate with a mountain of debt in a tricky job market? Probably not. Consider a smarter option, Smart 263. Their apprentice program has stellar training, excellent support, and a game plan for a great-paying career without spending a dime on school. Get all the details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, we'll take you down tonight. If you're ready for a fight.
Mark's a little under the weather, so we're going to play the walk-up music for him to get him pumped up. Get him ready to go.
Good old Tony Winkler, man. That's good stuff. I was just talking to Tony this morning. He gave me a really nice pledge for the Hawkeye Wrestling Club's Arctic Plunge. Always good to hear from Tony, and I seen some pictures of him the other day wearing some stuff from the store. So he's good stuff. Always good to hear from him and get that move. That music gets me going for sure. Whether we're under the weather or not, huh, Scott?
Still went hunting though.
Yeah.
Well, you had one of the daughters with you, right?
Hannah, yeah.
Hannah went, right?
Yeah, I went because it was our last opportunity to get out before the season ended, so we went out after them. So
true. And she's the manager for Prairie, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Kane was on Coach's show Saturday morning and said she's doing a bang up job.
Yeah, he had Grace, my older one, last year, and then he's got Hannah this year. So he's been in good hands the last couple of years. They know probably more than some of the guys in the room.
Managers know everything.
Yeah, but they enjoy it. Kane's a good coach. He's a good guy to have around and to kind of guide him and lead him down the right path. So it's good stuff.
Good. Very good.
What do you expect this weekend? You got a trip to your Eastern bound with the Indiana Purdue, highly ranked teams, but these teams always have pretty decent individuals.
Yeah, Indiana doesn't have a whole lot. Indiana's pretty weak. Angel Escobedo, I think he's in his second year there now as the head coach. He's doing a better job. He's getting some recruits in there. It's just going to take a while to build up that program, but I think he's going to do a really good job there. And they got some individuals that are okay, but we should win. We should win all those matches. There's no doubt about it. It's kind of hard to get up and excited for trips like this because it's kind of hee-ho-hum when you're wrestling schools like Indiana and Purdue. Purdue will be definitely better on Sunday. They've got a couple of really good individuals. It'll be a good opportunity for Kemmer, who did not wrestle at the Midlands. It'll be a good opportunity for him. He's going to be taking on the number 4 ranked guy, Dylan Leedy. And then also at 197, Christian Bruner of Purdue, he's ranked as high as 2nd. So that'd be a good match for Warner for us too. So a couple of good matches there. And then they got at 125, they got a 5th ranked Devin Schroeder. Purdue does as well too. So they got some decent guys. It's going to be okay. We should, do very, very well there as well too. But it's going to be a good opportunity to just kind of get on the road and just put a lot of points on the scoreboard. And in situations like this, you want to go in, you want to dominate, you want to pin everybody as fast as you can and get the heck out of there.
That's
how I look at it.
Good tune-up for what's ahead because it's a gauntlet.
Yeah, I don't even know. What's after this?
Nebraska, I believe.
Is it Nebraska next up?
Mm-hmm. I want to say who's now the number 2 team in the country.
Yeah, which is really surprising. Nebraska 2, after you and I almost beat them. So it just kind of goes to show you that 2nd through 5th is pretty up in the air. But Iowa right now, number 1, what we need to do at Iowa is we need to continue to just keep worrying about Iowa and working on ourselves, continuing to getting better and putting points on the scoreboard and scoring as often as possible and figuring out some certain situations in some certain ways. I was very impressed at the Midlands, as we talked about, at 141 pounds with Murin. That was a big improvement for him. It was the best I've seen him wrestle back-to-back-to-back, and we'll just need to continue to keep building. Obviously, we need to figure out 184. That's the biggest question on, everybody keeps asking about, and I don't really have an answer for you. I mean, are they going to pull Assad's, Abe Rasad's?
0558 asking that question. is Assad's red shirt going to get pulled?
I would be shocked, absolutely shocked if they did. I probably wouldn't. If I was in the coach's situation, I wouldn't. We have a senior that's a 3-time All-American. We also have a freshman in Nelson that, is young and is eager and could, get a lot better as time goes on, but he needs to start pulling the trigger a little bit more himself. So we got a couple good options there that I don't think we really need to burn the red shirt for Abe right now. Keep him for the next 4 years when we're really going to need him, and especially after Cash Wilkie graduates. Now, if Abe was, beating these guys, he just completely, wiped his way through the Midlands, pinned his way through the Midlands. He's beaten everybody by majors or more, bonus pointing his way through. He's beaten up on Brands and Wilkie in the room. Then I could see, yeah, maybe. But I don't see him being that far ahead of those guys just because he got 2nd in the Midlands, to where we need to start panicking and yanking a red shirt. More so is just continue to keep developing Nelson Brands. And then also catch Wilkie, who's a senior, has been a 3-time, qualifier for us, that he can't, step up and do some good there too. And he actually looked better as the Midlands went on as well too. So there's potential there. And I just think you keep working with what we have rather than, almost kind of like hitting a panic button and pulling off a red shirt.
Mark's Parents brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by and thank Kurt for all his sponsorship of Wrestling Talk here on the Gym Class at KGYM.
Speaking of that Nebraska meet, that comes up a week from Saturday at Carver Hawkeye Arena, 8 o'clock start, I believe. And it's been announced that the first 3,000 fans through the door will receive a bandana to support Brandon Sorensen. And there's also a link out there where people can go and buy these in support of Brandon. So I think it's a sharp-looking bandana, and I think it's a cool thing.
It is. Yeah. It's a really, really cool thing. Josh Schomburger from Think Iowa State, Coral Convention Bureau, was kind of the brains behind the whole thing and wanted to do everything that he could to support Brandon Sorensen and fighting the situation that Brandon's going through right now. And he got together and worked with the university on it. And they're giving away, like you said, to the first 3,000 people. They're giving away, and then Josh Schomburger has generously purchased another 2,000 to where they're actually selling online at my store here in Cedar Rapids, the Iowa Style Apparel store here in Cedar Rapids, where you can buy them in the store. Not until Tuesday, though, because they won't be in until Tuesday. Or you can purchase them online right now. They just won't ship until Tuesday. And then 100% of that $10 is going back to the Brandon Sorensen GoFundMe page. Not just the proceeds, not just the profits. All $10 of that purchase is going back to the Brandon Sorensen GoFundMe page, thanks to the likes of Josh Schomburger and Iowa City Corps of Convention Bureau. So he's a huge, huge, huge part of this.
Yeah, that's big. That's big. And to help out with Brandon and his fight he's got going on right now. 7508 says on the text line, Penn State just lost two All-Americans. Iowa becomes a stronger number one.
You know, I saw that, and it's kind of nice in the fact that you don't ever want to see someone get hurt, but we've been plagued by the injury for year after year after year. It seems like we have just one major guy go down or two major guys go down. We can't ever have a full 10 guys healthy, you know. You look back at Stoll 2 years in a row, and then Kemmer last year. You can go back even further than that. And Iowa, or Penn State, they're always healthy. Okay, they're not only they damn good, they're healthy. And now they're not healthy anymore. And so that's what I keep saying. That's what I've been saying from the get go. If we can stay healthy, that's the main thing. We have the horses they're looking good. We have the coaching staff. We have everything. All the stars are aligned. As long as we can stay healthy, this should definitely be our year.
I have to admit, I missed the news. Who's out?
Kassar, their heavyweight.
Oh.
Their heavyweight Kassar is out for the season, it looks like, apparently. Mm. So
interesting. Well, it's not going to take the shine off January the 31st, though, so it's still going to be fun. Yeah, after this weekend, the next three, all at home, Nebraska, Ohio State, Penn State. That's about as good as it gets at home.
Yeah, it's going to be, I tell you what, that Carver Hawkeye Arena is going to be absolutely rocking. It's been a long time since we've been back into the Carver Hawkeye Arena, and to have those, the Penn State meet's already sold out. I've had, I don't know how many people call me up, want to know if they can still get tickets somewhere, if I know of anybody that has tickets or whatever. It's a hot ticket to get. And the beauty of all of this is they're on TV live, and they're still selling out. That's when you know that the sport of wrestling is doing really, really well. Is the fact that they're on TV live, but they're still selling out 15,000 people in Carver Hawkeye Arena. And that's to be something to be said for the product that Iowa Wrestling brings and puts out on the mat, and Carver Hawkeye Arena in itself, and just kind of how magical that venue is, and for wrestling meets, these big wrestling meets. And you just, there's so many things that you see in person in the arena versus kind of at home on your TV. And you can always tape it, watch it later on TV, watch it again. But you don't get a chance to be when you're in that environment. That's pretty. It's pretty cool.
It's really good because last year was a dud.
It was
in terms of the home schedule.
It was, and I think that the revenue for Iowa Wrestling this year that they're going to bring in is going to be, even though we're considered a non-revenue sport. You know,
it's going to be revenue.
Yeah, and there's going to be some revenue. There's no doubt about it, and there typically always is, but. They're just going to bring in there's going to be a lot of ice cream cones sold in the month of January.
I think line's forming right now. Mark Ironside joining us here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. His Appearance presented by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. The latest rankings, and again, this is rankings, but of the 25, 10 of the 25 teams are Big Ten teams. Rutgers is now into the top 25. I thought Rutgers should have been in the top 25 all along, but...
That's impressive. That's really, really impressive. The Big Ten just keeps, I mean, it's strong and it keeps getting stronger. You know, I don't know if you got the rankings in front of you or not, but
I had them in the office, you know, and of course I didn't bring them in here.
We got, which we're going to be seeing, we got Penn State coming up. We've got Nebraska coming up, Big Ten, Minnesota coming up, Big Ten. They're right in there. It's just the Big Ten is, I think the only ones really missing out of the Big Ten are Maryland and Michigan State, I believe, and probably Indiana out of there. So the Big Ten's tough. I'm looking forward to the Big Ten's being out at Rutgers. I think that's going to be an awesome environment. I think that facility only holds like 7,000 or 8,000 people, so it's going to be completely sold out. You know, it's going to be a great, great environment, and it's going to be a hard ticket to get unless they put it in a different venue than where we wrestled in the dual meet. But it doesn't hold out many people. So the sport of wrestling is heading in the right direction. It's doing really, really well right now, and there's a lot of buzz out there. And I think, too, having it up in Nationals in Minneapolis where they're expecting 40,000 people, it's going to be – 2020 is going to be a very interesting, unique year as it already is, as everybody knows in the world news.
What more, Mark, if anything, do you know about Spencer Lee's schedule? Because we know he's going to be competing nationally, internationally to prepare for the Olympic trials. Anything?
I don't know anything. I haven't talked to anybody. I spoke with, you know, Coach Brands over the phone this Sunday. But we honestly
he could be in and out of the lineup.
Yeah, he's the only 25-pounder listed for this weekend, so I'm assuming he's coming this weekend with us. But when he's going, where he's going, I have no idea. I haven't asked. Something maybe I'll probably ask a little bit more about and find out about this weekend or whatever.
That's your homework, Mark.
Okay, that's my homework. That's my homework assignment. So, but because I'm curious to know too. But at the end of the day, like. The IO wrestling staff says, you'll find out when you find out. That's kind of how like the mentality that they have, and they kind of like to keep their cards pretty close to their chest, and so be it. So
not
it
telling
is what
you.
It is.
Not telling you.
It's about selling tickets, and Spencer Lee helps sell tickets. So we're gonna, as of right now, he's wrestling every meet.
Cyclone Jim, I'll pass on your comment to Mark after the show. Okay.
There you go. UNI's got two biggies. They got Missouri on Sunday. At home. Missouri, not quite Missouri-like this year, but still formidable. And then they wrestle South Dakota State in Cedar Falls also on Friday night, too.
Yeah, there is a couple big ones for you and I. And as I saw, Jacob Holschlag was back in the lineup for them, too,
yes.
Which is huge for them at 197. So that's really, really good. I'm glad to see he's back in lineup. I don't think he had that knee issue against Northwestern where he couldn't finish the mat and then the match, and he ended up having to default out, and they lost the dual meet because of that, and then they lost Nebraska. He wasn't in the meet. So it really, really was a bummer for them. I thought he was going to be out for the season, but he's back. So I don't know what the injury is, but, you know, from what I hear, it's a pretty bad knee injury, maybe ACL or something. He's just going to have to fight it out his senior year. Probably not going to get a medical redshirt. So it is what it is. He's just going to have to fight out his senior year. So it's not going to probably be a full-blown 100% Jacob Holschlag, but at least it's nice to have him back in there for you and I's purposes, and not only just to have him as his body, but also because he's a senior and he's a good leader to have on the team as well.
He is. You got the polar plunge figured out yet?
I don't know what I'm wearing. I don't know.
Somebody
not a tutu.
Somebody suggested maybe Hayden Fry-esque outfit with white pants and aviator glasses, and
that'd be a new look for Mark. That'd be a new look for me.
I think
me.
You could pull it off.
We'll see. That's not a bad idea. I can maybe pull that off.
Get the mustache going for a month or so.
I don't know if the wife would like that.
Oh!
Might tickle a little bit too much.
All righty then.
And she, well, She's the boss.
Just
right?
keep the ideas coming. Keep okay. the ideas coming. Right, I'm not throwing that one out, but let's keep the ideas coming. And that's coming up fast, too.
Yeah.
If anybody out there is listening would like to pledge to either myself or anybody else on the list of jumpers, it's HawkeyeWrestlingClub.com. You go to HawkeyeWrestlingClub.com, and you're right there. You click on Arctic Plunge right on their homepage right now, and then you go to pledge or donate to a jumper, and then there's a whole list of everybody jumping. So,
what's the date again, Mark?
I think that's the 25th. It's the day after. Who do we wrestle on the 24th? Is it?
24th. I got that. Ohio State.
So the day after the Ohio State meet is when it is. And it'll
just
be
in time for you to get well and get sick again after jumping in the water.
No,
between
no.
you and UNAS, I got to.
I know.
Sneezing and coughing.
I pre-warned Tom today. I said, hey, I'm still sick. I let him know on Sunday, so. I don't know if you want me on that bus with everybody or not. So just so you know, I am still kind of sick when I get
just
on there.
Just don't play Uno with everybody.
He doesn't get all ticked off at me and say, I understand, what were you thinking? You know, so he was pre-warned.
All right. Well, get well, man. Get better.
I know, I'm about to play Uno with, like, rubber gloves on.
In a mask.
In a mask, yeah.
Well, get better and we'll talk next week and get ready for Iowa, Nebraska, number one versus number two. So.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot to talk about next week. A lot to talk about. A couple of good dual meets this week and hopefully a lot of points up and getting ready for the number two ranked Huskers to come into Carver Hawkeye Arena for a big bandana giveaway, which is going to be really cool because that was Brandon Sorensen's trademark, always wearing a bandana. And I should mention, too, the design of these bandanas, which, as you mentioned, too, Mark, is really, really cool. And it was done by former Iowa wrestler and teammate of Brandon Sorensen's, Jarrett Cheery, who is a phenomenal artist in himself. And he took the time and donated all the artwork time and everything to us for free. So
great.
It was good.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Chris List of RotoWire.com. Your questions, keeper questions as well at 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Embrace the season and enjoy Winterfest January 25th in the Amana Colonies. Enjoy a variety of indoor and outdoor activities like the Amana Freezer 5K Run Walk. The race begins at 10 a.m. and benefits the Amana Colonies Recreation Trail.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Fairfax State Savings Bank has been serving your community for 95 years. We're the bank here, or wherever you need us to be, harvesting that first ear of corn with 500 acres to go. Deciding on the perfect vacation spot. From your business to our office to the comfort of your home after a busy day. Explore your options at Fairfax State Savings Bank. Get started with your personal or business lending today at thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The college basketball season is heating up, and that means we must turn our attention to the Wendy's Wooden Watch. The John R. Wooden Men's and Women's Player of the Year Award is the most prestigious individual honor in college basketball, awarded to the country's most outstanding player who is also making progress towards earning a degree. Past winners include basketball legends such as Michael Jordan, Candace Parker, and Kevin Durant. So who will take home this year's trophy? The 2020 John R. Wooden Men's and Women's Player of the Year is presented by Wendy's.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over a million items. No membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. It's a good time to be a doer at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit homedepot.com for details.
To call yourself an explorer, you should possess a few essential qualities, like a yearning for adventure and back massages from available multi-contour front seats with 5 active motion massage themes. and an available 980-watt 14-speaker B&O sound system by Bang & Olufsen, and an available heated leather-wrapped steering wheel with paddle shifters, the 2020 Ford Explorer, completely redesigned and more comfortable than ever, it's the greatest exploration vehicle of all time.
Back with you in the gym class for this Wednesday here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. We'll get a Bowling Night in America preview as well, and we'll talk about a going from the Iowa football team as well before 4 o'clock here today. But Chris Liss of RotoWire.com set to join us right now. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports. Right here on KGYM. Good time if you're playing, obviously, playoff fantasy football to ask a question, or more, maybe more importantly, keepers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, of course, a lot of people have questions about right now, and you can go ahead and text us your question on the First Federal Credit Union text line at 319-366-1600. And Chris joins us here. Happy New Year, Chris.
Happy New Year to you also, Scott. You sound like you have a little bit of a cold. Is it chilly out in Iowa by any chance?
It's always cold in Iowa, man, and I do. But we're going to get over it. Power through it. That's what you do, man.
Yeah.
Are you...
You're not going to pull a Carson Wentz in the first 2 minutes of the game. No, to be honest,
no.
Those guys don't have a choice. They're not allowed to go back in the game. They don't want to leave it to the player, because then every player would have to say yes, and then there'd be, you know, all sorts of bad things. So it's not his fault. So
no,
just a joke at his expense. You any playoff pool, Scott? Are you in any?
I am not this year. I figured I didn't want to press my luck after finishing third in the season. So we did all right this year.
Yeah. Third, did you get any money for third?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It'll go towards his golf losses.
Yes, so. It'll go a little bit toward golf losses from last year. So, but that helped out quite a bit. I'd like to thank Christian McCaffrey for his input this year.
Yeah, that was he did a good job. It's funny, you know, it's a good thing for you, Scott, that golf is not really something you can play that all year round in Iowa, because you'd have to win a lot more fantasy football leagues.
Or draft a lot better golf team than we'll have to do.
Yeah.
We'll do that this weekend.
Was that sound I heard from Portugal when Joe Judge was identified as the next Giants coach?
That was great. That was amazing. we actually were live on the XM show when that news broke, and everybody was trolling me saying Jason Garrett was going to be the coach.
Yeah, I saw that.
And first of all, Rappaport's always wrong about stuff when he reports. You know, they're talking to Jason Garrett. He always has this clickbait stuff. And I'm like, nah, this can't be right. I was like, even the Giants aren't that stupid. I mean, Jason Garrett took like a Cowboys team that had Super Bowl talent and couldn't even beat out the Eagles, who lost every healthy player on the roster. It's like, no way they're going to hire him. But I'm starting to get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Judge, I don't even know who he is. I have no idea who he is. I mean, until that day, I'd never even heard of the guy. But I'm ecstatic. I'd rather just a totally random person in the phone book than Jason Garrett. So as a Giants fan, always go with the unknown over the proven mediocrity.
There you go.
Isn't that what you've had recently, Chris?
Yeah, we've had, you know, Shermer's kind of a retread. And, you know, obviously McAdoo was unknown, but he was McCarthy's guy.
Yeah.
And he was truly abominable. And it was funny because I knew it even the year they made the playoffs in the first year. That it was all the defense. It had nothing to do with him, and their offense was terrible. And, you know, Coughlin was even a retread, but, you know, his tenure was up and down, but he did win two Super Bowls. So I'm just glad, you know, maybe this guy's, maybe Judge is terrible, maybe he's great, but at least there's unknown. At least we're trying a new guy who hasn't proven that hire a guy that's proven he's not good is basically just throwing a couple of years down the toilet, and I'm glad they didn't do that.
Chris, I'm an avid reader of your blogs, and something really popped out to me after the wild card games, and you described DK Metcalf as a, quote, a young Julio Jones. Explain.
Yeah, that's like his ceiling of ceilings, because I view Jones as a top five all-time NFL receiver.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, he's Julio Jones' speed and size. He's actually Julio Jones with 10 more pounds of muscle and just as fast. And when you look at receivers historically, there's basically just been Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, and DK Metcalf, who are that combination of size and speed. Now, Julio has the body control, the route running, the knowledge of the game, the hands. You know, Julio, the durability over all his years. You know, it takes a lot to get there. But Metcalf has the physical specs of just being a monster. I mean, you look at Mike Evans, who's 6'5", 230, but he runs a 4.5. You know, Brandon Marshall ran a 4.54. Metcalf runs a 4.3-something.
Mm-hmm.
So to be that big and powerful and run like that, and then you have Russell Wilson as your quarterback, it's just, you know, it's a guy obviously you want to have on your dynasty teams and on your fantasy teams. It's just that there's a huge ceiling there.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. If you have questions for Chris Liss here of rotowire.com, and especially keeper questions, we have a keeper question, but it's in baseball. So
sure.
Yeah, and we'll throw it to you. There's a lot of bragging going on in this one.
Basically, throw out one of these, right?
Yeah. Six, list of six. He can keep five in baseball. Acuna, Yelich, Tatis, Bergman, Moncada, and Bieber.
In the first four, for sure. It's just whether you're going to throw back Moncada or Bieber. And I'd probably throw back Bieber in a keeper league because the hitter is sort of money in the bank for a lot of years. But I don't know, actually. That's pretty close. But it's 50-50. The first four, obviously, you're going to keep without a second thought.
Anything in free agency pique your curiosity, Chris?
I mean, the Yankees getting Gerrit Cole, to me, you know, as a Yankee fan, I'm happy, although it's a little ridiculous when you're just signing, like, the best player in baseball, adding it to an already juggernaut team. But I don't think that's a good landing spot for him fantasy-wise. I mean, he'll get wins, he'll get run support, and he's got a good bullpen behind him. But it's a bad stadium. It's a tough division. If the ball is as juice as it was, you know, his ERA might be 3.10 instead of, you know, 2.50. If he had landed in, you know, L.A. in the with the Dodgers or, you know, some pitcher's park, even like Washington National, somewhere like that, he would have. I think it would have been a better landing spot for his number. So he's still going to be, you know, a top three pitcher. Maybe he'll even go off the board first in some leagues. But I don't love Yankee Stadium as a pitching environment.
And of course, we'll have Chris on as we get toward baseball, and have him on every other week and talk a little baseball when the time comes. And 9489 is asking the question, worth keeping Aquino? I can't talk today.
Yeah, Aquino is interesting. He's really polarizing in our industry. He came, I actually had him. He won me some money this year. He came out and hit like a million home runs right away, and then he completely slumped down the stretch. But overall, you know, the power is obviously legitimate. He's going to be 26. He's not young. He's not, you know, he's not one of those prospects that's 21, 22 like Acuna. It just depends what else you would get instead of him, but I think the power is legit. If the ball is like this, he could hit 40 home runs in a season. He could be like, you know, Jorge Soler or one of those guys last year, and he does have skills.
Chris, I think it's quite remarkable what McCaffrey did this year in terms of the coaching change, quarterbacks change, and yet he put up terrific numbers. Is he your number one guy going into 2020?
As much as I'm partial to Saquon Barkley, yes, McCaffrey's my number one guy. I mean, mm-hmm. You can't argue with it. I mean, you're right. He had Kyle Allen. He had – who was the other guy that's never going to play again? Will Greer.
Yeah.
you know, he had just total scrubs, and Cam was hurt when he was playing. And he had 15 touchdowns rushing, 4 receiving, 19 total, 1,000 and 1,000. Third all-time yards from scrimmage, broke his own record for receptions. They would lose 34-3, and he'd have 30 PPR fantasy points. I mean, your running back, that just never happens when your team scores 3 or 6 points, and your running back, oh, no, he's just fine. He got his. He had 11 catches for 80 yards and, you know, another 75 yards on the ground. I mean, it's just, it doesn't happen. So he never missed a game. He's incredibly durable. Didn't seem to wear down. I mean, I don't even see a case for anyone else.
God bless him too for doing it, by the way. Couple more minutes here.
I have him in the league too.
Oh yeah. With Chris Liss of rotowire.com at 319-366 1,600. And you mentioned McCaffrey, the number one guy next year. Boy, we got a lot of quarterback questions, though, with rookies that are going to be coming in. Tua's going into the draft. Joe Burrow is going to be a Cincinnati Bengal.
Has no idea who those people are.
He knows Joe Burrow.
I know who Joe Burrow is. I saw some highlights of him. But you're right. For the most part, I don't. I just look on Twitter. I guess it's hard to scout these guys. I mean, one good year and suddenly he's the guy. It's not a huge sample, but seems like he's going to be good. I don't really know. And Cincinnati, it's not the worst situation to be in. Tyler Boyd's there. AJ Green might be back. It's not a terrible. Joe Mixon's there. Maybe he'll be decent right away. It's the QBs are interesting, and everyone's going to want to find him. 2 years ago, Pat Mahomes was like a 12th round pick and won everyone in their league. And then this year was Lamar Jackson, who had the greatest quarterback fantasy season of all time. And everyone wants the next one, right? You could get those guys in the second round, but everyone wants to find the next one. And the next one, this candidates are going to be like Kyler Murray, as a candidate to be the next one. And he might be, or there's probably nobody going to do that much, but probably not a rookie, I don't think. And my sleeper next year, of course, is Daniel Jones, but don't tell anybody.
9489 on the text line, Chris. Back to baseball. What are you seeing out of Chris Bryant this coming year?
He's interesting. He just has to stay healthy. He's been banged up a little bit the last few years. But I think the skills are pretty stable, 30, 100, and 100. No way it's so few RBIs last year. But if he plays another 145, 150 games, you pencil in for 30, 100, and 100, 275, 280. And it's what it is. I mean, it's not going to win you your league, but in the fourth round or third round, it's not going to lose you your league either. Very stable skill set.
No doubt. Can't go you can do a lot worse than Chris Bryant. No doubt about that. Yeah. All right, Chris.
I'll just say one last
thing. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I'll just say one last thing. It's a younger man's game, and he's 27. And in this day and age, that's getting older. So just keep an eye on those guys.
Boy, you just made me feel old.
Yeah. You and me both.
Well, thanks for all the advice this year, and we'll talk to you here in a month and a half or so as we get ready for even more baseball. But all this and a whole lot more. You got golf stuff that I've been looking at rotowire.com. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you can check out all the golf. We have cricket, I just found out. We have cricket. We have WNBA, we have tennis, and we have everything. So rotowire.com/radio is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. Check it out. And good talking to you guys. Fun season. And we'll catch up again in the spring.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right.
Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Check him out. Chris told you about the website, rotowire.com. We'll take a break, come back. Bowling Night in America preview and a little football news when we come back.
Take a great exploration vehicle, add available intelligent adaptive cruise control with stop and go, lane centering, and speed sign recognition. And available intelligent four-wheel drive with terrain management system and selectable drive modes. And some more highly advanced features for doing highly advanced stuff. Then you have the 2020 Ford Explorer, completely redesigned with more technology than ever. It's the greatest exploration vehicle of all time.
Driver assist features are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, need to control the vehicle.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of ziplining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides!
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Get to B-Dubs on Thursdays for buy one, get one free boneless wings. Or as we like to say, 100% more wings. That's right. When you buy boneless wings on Thursdays, you get the same amount of wings for $0.00. Basically, the second order is 100% off. So get here for buy one, get one free boneless wings on Boneless Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one, get one of equal value free. Dine in at participating locations. Takeouts limited and may vary by location. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one offer per customer. Not valid with any other coupon.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And we've got bowling to talk about here. Before that, though, a reminder, tomorrow, Dave Kochan will join us. Kevin Lehman will join us as well. And your opportunity to pick up Iowa women's basketball tickets. We'll give those away tomorrow for the game against nationally rated Indiana. That is courtesy of the Iowa Lottery. They want to pay it forward with free tickets this Thursday on the Gym Clash. You must be 21 years or older to win and coordinate a time to come pick it up. But we will have tickets to Iowa, Indiana women's basketball coming up for you tomorrow on the Gym Class program. But tonight, it's back to the lanes, Mark.
Second half of the season, week 17 in the Adult Evergreen League at May City Bowl. The Rusty Nails will take on Durline Scale, the defending league champion and currently in second place in the standings. Always a tough out, but always a great bowling against those guys, so we'll have results tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Got to remember how to do this.
Yeah,
I think it'll come back easily. But great job, and hope everyone got out there with friends and family over the holidays to May City Bowl. They have the Globe Bowling on Friday and Saturday nights, as we mentioned, and the full-service pro shop. And still time to pick up accessories for your favorite bowler out there on your holiday list if you missed them.
Go to MayCityBowlCR.com or give them a call, 362-0136.
Full wrap-up coming up tomorrow. Iowa football news before we head out. As it was reported by several folks, sounds like Iowa, we kind of knew a quarterback was going to be out of the equation and perhaps leaving, and that is the case. It sounds like Peyton Manziel is going to be getting into the transfer portal and be looking for a new place. Did not play last year for the Hawkeyes, played very sparingly in 2018. He's a redshirt sophomore, so if he goes to another FBS school, he'll lose a year. So I'm kind of thinking maybe FCS for that young man, but we'll see.
Yeah, this is expected, I think, in many people's minds, and I think the way of the world right now, the transfer portal is a good thing. Manziel was third on the depth chart last year. You got Spencer Petras, who was ahead of him.
Padilla, redshirt freshman.
Padilla, you got Deuce Hogan coming in. I mean, you got Rudock and Shamanik and Sokol and Ryan Boyle and Tyler Wiegers all have taken advantage of this transfer portal or grad transfer situation. So probably a good thing for Mansell.
Yeah. So he will no longer be a part of the Iowa football team. So that is news out of Iowa City today. Hey, guys, when is the deadline to declare for the NFL draft? I believe the 20th of January is that deadline. Talk to you tomorrow at 3. Todd and Alex are next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Yo, Sports Center.